What about the recruiting of Hind to the Bombers? Mm. Are you talking? You're talking about strategy, and
yep.
So St Kilda and Essendon have been the talking point all year, right? About strategy. So 2 years ago, I would have thought they were like types. Two and a half years ago, like type teams. Okay, if the St Kilda strategy was in vogue at Essendon at the end of last year, they would have tried their hardest to keep Danaher. They would have tried their hardest to keep Fantasia. They would have kept Saad, and they would have just paid overs and satisfied them all and whatnot. And then they would have gone and got your Brad Hill types or your Brad Crouch types and kept going, kept rolling with this campaign. But so Dodoro cuts the cord. Some players just weren't engaging. They wanted to leave. That's fine. And they worked hard to keep Saad, didn't work out, and Fantasia had enough. Going back to a different strategy comes, go back to the draft, get those three kids we talk about, and then go and get Hind back from St Kilda. This is the ultimate dagger. Hind out of St Kilda is exactly what St Kilda need right now. And he goes to a half-back flank for the Bombers, and he was unbelievable yesterday. 25 touches. He kicked a big goal. His speed was critical to getting them out of trouble time and time again. They look so fast coming out of the back line. Even Ridley showed speed on occasion. I didn't think he was quick. But Hind gave them an energy that you just can't find from random players. You know, Heppel's cool and calm in a crisis, and his ball use across half-back was really good. But I just think this kid as a half-back flank is only going to get better now. Now he feels like a player. Now he feels like a player who can influence and impact. And that, again, that goal was big.
Yep.
We're going to win this game, guys. Bang, kick the goal. We're safe. We're okay. We'll be all right. So that was a huge moment for Nick. And I also think that it was a huge moment for the Saints when you see it.
He took that intercept mark when O'Meara was breaking out of the middle, and it was a goal to difference, and it was a great entry for Hawthorn, and Hind beat his man and took the mark.
He had 10 intercepts, 10 intercept possessions yesterday. Oh, 10. Ridley had 10 and Hind had 10. So Ridley is that player, and Hind had as many as Ridley and still gave the offensive thrusts. It was a fantastic game, and credit to Hawthorn too. They bought their best. Mitchell was fantastic. So if you're thinking about parting company with Mitchell, you've probably got to sit back and say, oh, what are we going to look like if he wasn't there?